This is a story about the Anne Lane condos at Bagot and Queen. Okay, before the condos were built, there was a hole here for many years. It would be surprising, I guess, if I said that this hole became part of our community, but it did, for a long time. Instead of a plywood partition, there was just this metal fencing around the hole, so it was entirely visible. Two stories down, through all this limestone and granite bedrock, it was very wide, too, stretching across the entire lot. And I don't know if we are trying to be ironic, but the community started animating it. For a few months, possibly years, I don't really recall, people would throw orange items into the hole. So traffic cones, construction signs, and then just like stuffed animals and down-filled coats. There was no explanation as to why. It was just like this hole was like a pockmark on our downtown core, and orange was the color we chose to conceal it. Police would be called in to fish out these objects, and it became like a running conversation, spoken in orange stuffies and children's boots. Someone threw in a metal shopping cart once, and everyone talked about how the hole was just getting out of hand. Once, in the middle of the night, a couple of artists I know snuck into the pit and installed an inflatable Loch Ness monster in the small, like, lake that had formed in the middle. It was removed by police almost immediately, but it sparked further conversation. And in 2012, a group of independent curators who called themselves X-Curated decided to designate the site officially ripe for engagement and animation. At least that's what I imagine their grant said. The group commissioned an installation called Green Room from Millie Chan and Warren Quigley. For 1 month, when you looked down through the fence, you could see a green living room. There was a green leather chair set beside a green couch with a lamp and a coffee table and side table. All of these were spray painted green. It was a very calm scene, one reflecting and perhaps predicting what would exist just a few floors up. The living room sat in the sun and rain for weeks, and eventually a puddle formed around the edge of the couch, and that feeling of cozy possibility, like you could hop into the pit and just relax, kind of sagged along with the sodden fabric. When the condo was built, the pit was filled in with concrete and pillars and floor after floor of brick and glass. The condos are okay looking and certainly a boon to downtown businesses, but those of us who remember the pit can't help but feel a sense of loss. It's the way you feel when everyone with whom you share an inside joke moves away, and you're left with just a nostalgic feeling that you can't quite place. Anyway, that's the Anne Lane condos.